Hello everyone, I am Charmi Shah and I represent PMS AIF World. We are India's most trusted new age investment services company. We perform two services extremely well. One, the wealth management service, and second, the content and analysis that we provide. Both the services are aligned to help you make informed investment decisions. This podcast is a beginning of a new endeavor. The aim is to bring to our listeners a quick recap of the Indian markets in the last fortnight. With Nifty trading at a PE of 29.48, it looks like it is in an overvalued range. But with the results season drawing to a close, Indian markets are in a jolly mood, being indifferent towards the second wave of the pandemic or a spurt in the black fungus disease. Even a deadly cyclone could not shake the mood of the investors. On Friday, 21st of May, benchmark indices built on gains clocked through the day and ended nearly 2% higher after India's largest public sector bank, State Bank of India, reported healthy quarterly financials. The lender's net profit zoomed over 80% in fourth quarter of FY21 as it set aside lower provisions and expected asset quality to improve going forward. Supported by rally in other financial stocks, the 30-pack BSE Sensex ended at 50,540 levels and the 50-pack NSE Nifty 50 advanced to settle at 15,175. Moving on, the spike in commodity prices has surely been a theme this season for investors to bet on. Supporting this argument, the steel producer JSW Steel reported 1,717% year-on-year rise in its consolidated net profit for the quarter ended March 21, the highest ever quarterly net profit posted by the company. This surely has painted a bright future for the company. Talking about paints, industry leader Asian Paints recorded a net profit of rupees 852 crores, which is an increase of almost 85% as compared to the previous corresponding period. Now, despite the industry players doing well, sales in May or June could be extremely weak for the entire industry, given that most of the states are under lockdown. However, hopes are pinned on a recovery if the curbs are relaxed. As far as recovery is concerned, nationally, the vaccination drive continues to be the biggest story. Last week, the government announced that it will procure 2 billion doses of COVID vaccines between August and December 2021, which is enough to inoculate all adult Indians by the end of the year. It's a matter for great cheer, but the announcement has raised a lot of questions as well, as around 700 million of the 2 billion doses are earmarked for vaccines that are still in various clinical trials and development stages. The COVID-19 second wave is pushing the economy towards the doldrums. Unemployment has risen to 14.45%, the worst since June 2020. As lockdowns persist and get stricter in some places, the fall in activity is likely to persist. Already, e-way bill generation in the first half of May has fallen to a one-year low. This, of course, has also had implications on the government's revenue collection through the GST. To give a breather to the shortfall arising out of lower tax collections, the Reserve Bank of India has approved a ₹99,122 crore dividend payout to the government for an accounting period of 9 months ending 31st March 2021. This amount is 73% higher than previous year's dividend, despite the previous year being a full 12-month accounting period. Also, in its latest State of the Economy report, the Reserve Bank of India has sobered down after its exultant assessment a month ago. It has warned of a demand shock and has hinted that we should ignore its GDP projections for the first quarter of the current financial year. While it has also hinted at policy interventions being rearmed and reloaded, rising inflation will be hard to ignore. But the fact that investors have been indifferent to the suffering and risks from India's second wave of COVID-19 has puzzled many. Various explanations have come up, but which of these will play out as expected or not will only be known in some months down the line. Global optimism too may be rubbing off on investors. The latest Bank of America survey of global fund managers shows that a mere 9% of investors believe COVID-19 to be the biggest tail risk for markets. A sizable 69% of fund managers are expecting to see above trend growth as well as inflation. It is this sort of optimism that one sees among investors in Indian markets as well. Well, on that note, we conclude the first podcast over here, and thank you for making PMSAIF World India's number one platform for learning, comparing, selecting, and investing in PMS and AIF products. Check the links in the description to book a link with us. This is Charmi Shah signing off now. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay invested. Thank you.